FNC's Carlson decries school children indoctrinated by leftist ideology. This is Khmer Rouge propaganda. By Jeff Poor on February 20, 2021. Friday on Fox News Channel's Tucker Carlson Tonight. Host Tucker Carlson pointed out some of the lessons taught to children in some public schools in America. Rooted in leftist ideology, often to promote Black Lives Matter and other left-of-center causes. Transcript as follows. Carlson: Nothing changes the society long-term more than the way we teach our children, what we teach them and how we teach them. If you want to pass on your values, you tell your kids about them. So school matters, maybe more than anything, and from the very first day of this show, we have covered the way our schools are changing and the indoctrination that your kids are suffering through. Here was our first segment on it. Begin video clip. Unidentified female: I taught my class shortly after Hillary Clinton gave her concession speech. And for many students, particularly for young women, it was something to, a glass ceiling to break, to aspire to have a woman as President of the United States. And so I don't think it's about, as you were saying, being hysterical. But it's about processing and having a space to make sense of what happened and to have a discussion. Carlson: I get it. But it's also about having safe spaces and at the University of Michigan Law School where adults are presumably attending. And I'm quoting now, post-election, self-care, and food and play. So this included Play-Doh and Legos, a safe space for people to go to. You know, feel, I don't know what, and that is kind of the question to you. What is a safe space exactly? Unidentified female: Well, in my opinion, the role of higher education is to foster debate, but also to be cognizant of students that are coming to our campuses from many different backgrounds. Carlson: But the role of the university in practical terms is not to foster a debate, it's to squelch it. And so people who disagree are crushed, and people who agree with the herd are elevated. I mean, there's no, is there really a debate? Do you know a single DePaul University professor who voted for Trump and said so out loud? Do you know one? Unidentified female: You know what, I do not talk about my personal political leanings with my colleagues, and Carlson: You know this as well as I do that there isn't any, at all. The whole idea of diversity is that the airless room produces bad decisions. We need people from different walks of life who have different points of view in order to make wise decisions. I think that's the underlying justification for it. And yet, in academia, there's virtually no one who disagrees from the liberal orthodoxy. End video clip. Carlson: Boy, that was only 4 years ago, and already, it seems an antique. People who disagree with each other talking through their disagreement, that doesn't happen anymore. And of course, the curricula at so many schools has taken a much harder edge since that time, from the extreme left-wing to the outright totalitarian. Now, we've spent the last several years telling you about what's happening at the level of higher education in colleges and universities. Tonight, we want to take you through what's happening in high schools and elementary schools all across the country. We're going to start tonight in Buffalo. Schools in Buffalo now have what they call an Office of Culturally and Linguistically Responsive Initiatives. The Buffalo School District's first days of school lesson plan explicitly gets political. In very specific terms, "Do Black Lives Matter in America?" it begins. And then by the end, it declares, at the end of the lesson, quote, "Students will be able to understand the need for the Black Lives Matter movement." Here you have a school district explicitly endorsing a political movement, and that's for little kids. By the time they hit the fifth grade, students in Buffalo are reading advanced BLM studies. Students learn about BLM's core platform, and that includes, quote, "Disrupting the Western prescribed nuclear family structure. Destroying the family that's endorsed by Buffalo schools." At the end of the program, students are asked this. Quote, "What do you think about our society being organized into separate nuclear family units?" The implication, of course, is that it's immoral. Your own family is immoral. And that's just the beginning. Buffalo Public Schools go on to suggest that George Washington, the man who founded this country, was a fraud, that Colin Kaepernick is a moral hero, and that we should then celebrate Indigenous Peoples Day instead of Thanksgiving. We have no right to give thanks for a country that isn't ours. By the time they head to high school, Students in Buffalo are ready to go out into the world to destroy buildings and statues. That's what they're being trained for. They're asked this explicitly, quote, "Why would someone engaging in rioting be protected under the First Amendment?" Okay. So this is everywhere, by the way. We don't mean to single out Buffalo, it is happening in middle schools all over the country. They are celebrating something called Black Lives Matter Week of Action. Again, Black Lives Matter is a political party, and yet schools are endorsing it and its specific aims. Cities that are doing this include Seattle, Portland, Oregon, Los Angeles, the second largest city in the country, Chicago, the third largest, Milwaukee, Boston, Washington, D.C., Philadelphia, Baltimore, we could go on. The lesson plan requires children to, quote, "examine the ways the Black Panther Party successfully functioned to preserve the values of Black families and villages," end quote. The Black Panther Party, racial separatists with a history of murdering people. But of course, that's done included. This is rewriting history, including recent history that all of us are very familiar with. They're lying about it already. Look at the image on the screen. This is from a third grade class in the Fairfield Susan Unified School District in California. The comparison suggests that police respond only to BLM riots. Of course, that's a lie. But kids are being taught that. They're being taught more broadly that the police are the problem. They're the ones who commit violence. Look at this drawing. It was posted on an online photo album about DC Public Schools' Black Lives Matter at School Week of Action. How young was the kid who was forced to draw a police officer shooting and killing someone? This is Khmer Rouge propaganda. It's not education. But again, that's just the beginning. Schools have eliminated biology. They're teaching children biology isn't real. How can you teach something that is fake, so they're not? One of the guiding principles the Black Lives Matter at Schools curriculum, of course, is to be, quote, transgender affirming. So they have no choice, out with biology, in with BLM. Here's how one pre-kindergarten teacher in a New York public school teaching described this principle, quote, "everybody has the right to choose their own gender by listening to their own heart and mind. Everyone gets to choose if they are a boy or a girl or both, or neither or something else, and no one gets to choose for them. So science isn't real." Again, this is being taught to children in schools, in lieu of actual science. This is religion. This is insanity. This is also required. Parents could fight back, and in some rare cases they have. In November of 2019, for example, this show highlighted a teacher training program from Corwin called, quote, "Deep Equity." The point of Deep Equity is to produce real school improvement for equity and social justice, end quote. In other words, not to teach children facts, but to brainwash them. According to Deep Equity, the point is to adopt a, quote, "transformationalist white identity," where, quote, "white folks are attempting to come to terms with race in a real way and question the systemic issues that have caused whites to be in a much superior position." In schools, they are teaching this, race hate. Teachers are given white allies agenda items, quote, "see race. Listen to and learn from people of color. Acknowledge the reality of racism. Acknowledge the reality of white racial privilege. Transcend guilt, educate other white people. Confront racist behaviors, attitudes and practices. Use your privilege to work for racial and social justice," end quote. Again, we're going to look back at this and see it for what it was, race hate. But Deep Equity has been used all over the country, even in places that probably didn't want it. In zip codes that had voted overwhelmingly for the Republican president, Fauquier County, Virginia, for example, voted for Donald Trump by 25 points in 2016. But of course, Deep Equity is part of that county's teacher training. Have parents done much? Apparently, they haven't. They may not know what's happening. Deep Equity was also used in Chandler, Arizona. The program, according to the school district, there cost $418,156 to implement, almost $500,000. But after we featured Deep Equity on this show, parents in Chandler stood up and objected to it, thank God, and Deep Equity was ended there. This is happening all over the country in school districts your kids may attend and you may not know about it. What can we do about it? What effect is it having on our children? On the society? Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.